This week's parsha begins Vachi Yaakov, and Yaakov lived for 147 years, which is significantly less than his father and grandfather lived. So why was he not zoicha to live a longer life? So the Torah tells us, when Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim and he met Pharaoh for the first time, Pharaoh asked him, Kamu yemei shnei chayecha, how old are you? And instead of just giving Pharaoh his age, Yaakov gives him a commentary on his life. Do you want to know why I look so old? Because my life has been difficult. I've had many challenges and misery. But Pharaoh just asked Yaakov for a number. So why the lengthy monologue? This is equivalent of when a woman comes home from a shopping spree and her husband asks her, how much money did you spend? Give me a dollar amount. And she says, first of all, you should know that everything was on sale. And furthermore, look how many items I bought. So why didn't Yaakov just tell Pharaoh his age? So the Daz Zakenim quotes a medrash which says, that when Yaakov said to Pharaoh, my years have been few and difficult. Hashem said to Yaakov, is that really true? I saved you from Esav and Lavan. I returned Dinah to you. And now after 22 years, I reunited you with Yosef. And all you have to say is that your life has been short and miserable? And as a result of Yaakov's negativity, his lifespan was shortened. And because Yaakov told Pharaoh that he had not yet reached his father's age, he indeed never did. So how many years did Yaakov lose as a result of this conversation? And the answer is a whopping 33 years. Why 33? Since Yaakov's lamentation to Pharaoh consisted of 33 words. Therefore, that same number was deducted from Yaakov's life. So instead of reaching his father's age of 180, he only lived until the age of 147. Chaim Shmulevitz asks, if we take out a pen and paper and do the math, the numbers don't add up. If we count all the words that Yaakov told Pharaoh, beginning from Vayomer Yaakov el Pharaoh, we see that there are only 25 words. So why were 33 years deducted from his life? And he says something very profound. Our calculation is wrong. We are starting the count from the wrong Vayomer. It is not from when Yaakov replies to Pharaoh, and the punishment is based on Yaakov's response to Pharaoh. But the actual count begins from the previous pasuk, when Pharaoh asks Yaakov, how old are you? Beginning from that Vayomer, that is the basis of the punishment. And counting from there, we find 33 words. So that is why 33 years were taken away from Yaakov's life. But the question is, just because Pharaoh asked Yaakov, how old are you? The Ribbono Shel'Olam should deduct precious years from Yaakov's life. Yaakov didn't even open his mouth yet to complain. So why should the reckoning against Yaakov begin from when Pharaoh asked the question? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says something very powerful. What prompted Pharaoh to ask that question to begin with? Who meets someone for the first time, someone with the stature and distinction of Yaakov Avinu, a man of extraordinary substance and profound wisdom, and the first question that comes to mind is, how old are you? But you know why Pharaoh asked this question? Because Yaakov wore his misery on his face. So as soon as Yaakov walked into the room, Pharaoh detected negative energy and he wanted to understand where it came from. So no wonder he asked him, how old are you? That was the complaint against Yaakov. Looking old and feeling depressed and miserable in such a way that causes one to ask you, how old are you? You will be held accountable. Therefore, just by wearing his troubles on his sleeve, 8 additional years were deducted from Yaakov's life. What a powerful idea from Chaim Shmulevitz. Yosef HaTzadik experienced tremendous difficulties in his life. Dissension with his brothers, thrown into a pit with snakes, sold as a slave, forced into exile, unjustly thrown into prison for 12 years. But when he sees two people that look troubled, he asks them, Madua Pneichem Ra'am Hayam? Why are you guys so upset? Yosef could not understand how someone can be miserable. Because life, even under trying circumstances, is a beautiful thing. The gift of life itself, even with hardships, is worth living. And if a person does not appreciate life, Hashem will hold them accountable. Reb Charles Salanta famously said, a person's face is a reshus harabim. It's part of the public domain. If you never smile and are bitter, and you're depressed and you generate negative vibes, you have placed a pit in the reshus harabim. Happiness is not an emotion, it's a decision. Being happy and content is solely up to the person. Focus on all the blessings that you have in your life. There are plenty of people that would love to have your life. If you focus on what you have, rather than what you don't have, you will always be happy. Happiness is contagious. Be positive and happy, and you will make everyone around you happy as well. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.